It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, 2020 Commodity Classic. And that's where Darren Armstrong, chairman of the U.S. Grains Council, is, producer from North Carolina. Great to see you.
Thanks, Tony. Good to be with you.
A little background about you. Did you grow up in ag, and what are you doing today?
I did. I'm a farmer from eastern part of North Carolina. I farm with my family. We grow corn and soybeans and wheat. It's in North Carolina. Would probably resemble a little bit more of a Midwest farm if you just showed up there one day and looked around. But yeah, I've been in ag all my life, and fortunate enough to be chairman of the Grains Council this year.
We talk about the Grains Council, and many will know, that's corn export, or maybe that's sorghum export, or maybe even barley export. But doesn't stop there, because now we have ethanol and DDG.
Yeah, grain in all forms is what it's about. As long as we can move it, I won't say I don't care how it goes, but it's, the important thing is that we're moving corn and finding a home and a market for it. So yeah, ethanol has been a huge part the last few years of our focus. We've really put a lot of money and resources towards ethanol and DDGS. And really, I think that's probably the most immediate opportunity that I see in front of us. It's something that you could see next month, an impact with. Last May we were in China and visited there. Would love to see them that go finally fulfill their E10 promise that they decided to make. They have backed off on that some now, but with their air quality, those type of things, they need it. So I think it's just a matter of us getting there and working out some of the details with it. But whether it'll be E10 or not, who knows? But I do think it'll be E-something. So that would be a great market. We've got a target of 4 billion gallons of export ethanol over the next few years. And that's a big target. It's going to be tough to make, but we wanted to set a goal for ourselves that was big, that was a game changer, that would help move some of this corn that's been kind of burdensome the last few years. The one thing that's in short supply lately is good news. So we're looking for some good news.
So you mentioned China, and I mean, we can't really steer away from the fact that that's been a market that's been somewhat tested, relationships, and USDA did come out with a market facilitation program for farmers a couple of years. But as part of that, there were also funds that were available for groups like USDA, the idea of building some new markets. Has the council been able to put some of those funds into good use?
We have. That was an exciting time. Last year, ATP, ag trade promotion payments that came to some of these commodity groups. I know soybeans got a lot. We got some. We had two payments that projects to start. The first one was $13 million, the other was $7 million. That was awarded a little bit later on. So we had about $20 million to go out to different countries that maybe weren't on our radar, or maybe were on our radar but not high on the list, that we didn't really have the resources to go. But now that's given us a chance to go to some of these countries. Myanmar is one of them. What an outstanding place to be, because it's new. That's maybe a 10-year-old government. They don't have GMO laws in place. They don't have a lot of tariff or trade policy things in place yet, and we're hoping that we can get there on the ground level and help them as they work through that to maybe be a part of it. And where they're not a market today, 10 years ago they could be a great market. They're right in the middle of a third of the world's population. They've got some good farmland. They're growing corn now, so they're familiar with some of the process. But hopefully that corn where they are, those acres will go to probably a higher value crop. Think vegetables or trees or those type of things that are higher value and would go to their customers, and maybe we could fill that void with U.S. corn. So, a lot of exciting things there. We've got a project in Tanzania. It's a feed mill where we're trying to help them develop their poultry industry. They didn't have access to good feed before. They were using some things that just weren't their birds weren't getting the protein and things they needed. So to be able to get a container into them of whether it's DDGS or what a feed ration like you would see here, and to watch that industry start to grow, and they've done a really good job with it. So some of these places that you might not think of, there are markets there, and there's people there that's got an economy, and they want good food, and they want our products, and we want to try to do what we can to make them available to them.
another market that has really been emerging over the last, I'd say, 5 years, whether you're talking grains or you're talking the cotton industry, has been Vietnam. Is Vietnam possibly one of those shining stars?
It is. In fact, we've had a chance to visit it not too long ago. And, you know, they're, let's see, number two in DDGS, number 12 in grain in all forms. So they're a huge player already. 100 million people in that country, right at it, 98 million to 100 million people. So a population that is, you know, sized enough that you could definitely see it move the meter on our grain trade. So, yeah, and their economy has grown so much the last 25 or 26 years, you really wouldn't even recognize it. It's amazing how far they've come. And, you know, they're like everybody else in the world. They want something good to eat. They're looking. We've got the best food products there are in the world. So we need a trade agreement with them, and that would really open that door up to us, and we hope the administration will put that on their radar and hopefully you know, make it a priority, because we really need trade agreements, and Vietnam would be a great one. So hopefully that'll happen. And you know, we're also looking at India is a huge market. We have our application in to open an office in India. We feel like it's that important. And you know, ethanol would be another big mover there. They're already a big buyer of ethanol for industrial uses like solvents and that type of thing, but they're not burning it in their gasoline yet. But they have air quality issues, and you know, I think that would be a great fit for them as well. And that's a, you know, 1.23 billion person population. So yeah, I think those would be several great opportunities. You know, you keep in mind 95-96% of the people on this planet live somewhere else other than the United States. And if we're going to be successful in agriculture, we have got to be present in these outside markets and see what we can do about having access to them.
You mentioned the administration. Had a chance to see you at the White House. What's that like, going to the, as a producer, getting the opportunity to go and represent ag at the White House?
It is a humbling experience first. I mean, I love agriculture. Grew up in it, farm boy from a small town in eastern North Carolina. Didn't think I'd get a chance to go to visit the White House and to talk with the president about how important agriculture is to our economy. You know, North Carolina, ag's number one industry. So it's a big deal to me nationwide. It's also a big deal to me at home. But yeah, to go there, I was there when we signed the Japan Free Trade Agreement. And then we got to go back when we signed the first stage of the China Free Trade Agreement. So, yeah, to get to do that and to represent ag, what a great experience. I'm very fortunate to get a chance to do it. And, you know, I think we all have something to be very proud of. This is a great industry. People work really hard and do a great job. And for me, whether I'm at the White House or whether I'm at a embassy or an ag minister in another country, I'm very proud to get to stand there and tell them I'm a U.S. farmer and these are our products.
Which the final question is, the opportunity to talk one-on-one with producers right now about the U.S. Grains Council and the fact that if you're a producer of any of those commodities, barley, corn, sorghum, the fact is Grains Council is working for you. What do you have for the producer today?
Well, each chairman that comes in, we get to pick a slogan or something, and I knew what mine was going to be 3 years ago when I ran for the officer rotation, is make something happen. And I can assure you that was going on before I got into officer rotation. We have an outstanding staff stationed all around the world, and some of our staff are people that came from the United States and maybe moved to these countries and are representing us there. Other times it's somebody who is a local from that country and they're representing us there. And either one, I'm so excited when I go visit these offices how excited they are about representing us. They are all in. And they've, you know, we've got a list of places we visit, the people we go and see, the grain buyers, that whether the ag ministry in those countries, they're familiar with all of them. They know them. They're friends with them. They interact with them on a daily basis. And if something's going on in that country, they know it. And they're letting us know, hey, you've got a tariff problem here. There's a quality program problem here. There's whatever it is, you know, they're all over it. And it's just a great feeling when you go there and say, hey, these are the people that's representing us, and this is how involved and active they are in it, and this is how much they love U.S. Ag and what a great job they're doing for us.
Darren, it's great to see you. Congratulations on rising to chairman of the U.S. Grains Council. But most of all, we wish you the best in 2020 back at home.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, and looking forward to finishing out this chairman year and seeing what else we can make happen.
Again, Darren Armstrong from North Carolina is chairman of the U.S. Grains Council. You can find them online, grains.org. That's grains.org. From the 2020 Commodity Classic in San Antonio, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.